with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. An airstrike on a house in Iran's capital, Tehran, has killed Hamas's top political leader, Ismail Haniyeh. And while Israel has not commented, Hamas and Iran are blaming the Jewish state for the attack. It has angered the new Iranian president and is bringing vows of retaliation.
Iran's president, Masoud Pereshkian, has condemned the strike, writing on the X platform that his country will defend its territorial integrity and make those responsible regret their actions.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says Israel did vow to kill Haniyeh and other top Hamas officials over the October 7th terror attack on Israel that left 1,200 people dead. The acting Secret Service director says there will be no rush to judgment when it comes to the stunning security lapse at that Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Some members of Congress are demanding those responsible be held accountable for the breach and allowed a gunman to shoot and wound former President Trump. Also at SRNNews.com, Grand Canyon State voters have spoken, and it's a victory for a Trump ally.
In primaries in Arizona, Terry Lake defeated Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb and has won the Republican nomination for U.S. Senator. Lake will face the Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego in what could be a crucial race for control of the Senate. Sheriff Lamb contended that he was the best candidate to secure the border, but Lake's campaign outraised him 5-1. Lake has built a national following in the Donald Trump sphere and has had the former president's endorsement. Accepting victory Tuesday night, Lake called Trump a hero and asked for his voters to support her as well, saying she's going to be Trump's backup in Washington. I'm Jennifer King.
Former President Trump travels to Chicago today, planning to visit the National Association of Black Journalists annual convention. But her campaign, Kamala Harris, nothing yet on a running mate for the Democrat, presumptive Democrat nominee. SRN News. A best-selling author and pastor has a new temporary assignment.
Max Lucado is now serving as the interim teaching pastor at Gateway Church in Southlake, Texas, and will continue in the role through the end of the year. He remains a pastor at Oak Hills Church in San Antonio and will preach at both locations this fall. Lucado steps in at Gateway following the recent resignation of founding pastor Robert Morris. He left earlier this summer over allegations that he sexually assaulted a young girl decades ago. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The Church of the Nazarene has expelled a theologian and author from the denomination because of his stance on same-sex marriage. Church leaders revoked Reverend Thomas Ord's membership for advancing teachings that go against the biblically based stances of the denomination. According to the decision, Ord is guilty of conduct unbecoming a minister and of teaching doctrines out of harmony with the doctrinal statements of the church. SRN News. Well, we're waiting to hear if the first key interest rate cut in 4 years is on the way.
Following 2 days of meetings, Federal Reserve officials are expected to set the stage for a cut in key interest rates, which would eventually lower borrowing costs for U.S. consumers and businesses. The job market has cooled, with the unemployment rate having gone up about a half point this year to 4.1%, and inflation has been falling steadily closer to the Fed's 2% target. Rate cuts coming in September could help the Fed achieve a soft landing in which high inflation is defeated without an economic downturn. Donna Water, Washington.
Fire crews working to hold on to the progress they've made against the largest blaze in California this year ahead of warming temperatures in the forecast for later in the week. Authorities have lifted evacuation orders in some communities of Butte County. Containment of that fire now at 14%. More details, SRNNews.com.